We can't find the suspect. He must have changed his name and left the country. There can be no other explanation. Where may he have crossed the border? It's difficult to say. We should have met them under one of the bridges. We were waiting in vain all afternoon. None of them turned up. The child came home from school crying. When he wanted to come in, he found the gate closed. In the end, one of the neighbors noticed him and let him in. The doctors did their best, yet they couldn't help the patient. Their efforts are to be appreciated anyway. My mother-in-law likes to be well informed, and I hate to be taken for a fool. I was advised not to ask too many questions at the first interview. My friends think it could harm my chances. My career can't be spoiled by such nonsense. The children were running around happily in the newly fallen snow. Walking in the park, we admired the colors of the falling leaves. At the same time, we were a little bit sad because it reminded us of mortality. You are expected to keep the rules and to obey the law. And do they, who expect it from me, do it? Someone has to begin it, otherwise there will never be law and order in this country. All right, then let them begin. The body was found buried in the forest. It was a frightening sight when it was discovered. We were forbidden to talk about the case. I can't stand seeing injured people on TV with bleeding wounds. You can't have supper these days while the evening news is on. Even your appetite is spoiled.